finding that balance, upright, erect spine, representing effort, energy, and the other half, the balance with ease and relaxation, letting all the muscles that we don't need to hold us upright relax. And even the ones that are holding us up to relax as much as they possibly can. One of the most effective ways to be here now, to be here in this moment, and to know that we're in this moment, is to connect with the felt sense of the body, to connect with the felt sense of the breath. Coming in contact with the rising and falling of the abdomen. The nature of our body to expand and contract. Same nature as the rest of the universe. Same nature as all phenomena to arise and pass away, to expand and contract. And so taking a couple of minutes to really examine deeply, to really follow along that motion of expansion and contraction, of rising and falling. Following the breath all the way in and all the way out. Whenever the mind wanders, the instant we recognize that the mind is not on the sensations associated with breathing, then gently, with kindness and patience, bringing the attention back to the expansion and contraction of the abdomen. If it helps to give a gentle phrase, rising, falling, rising, falling. Then you can add that in, making sure as much as possible not to get attached to the words or to focus on the words, just letting the words be a kind of support for paying attention to the actual sensations of rising and falling. Now, before we play with the boundaries of our awareness, before we begin to expand, remembering to infuse the breath with confidence and clarity and inspiration. To infuse the breath with the knowledge that just as today we know things, we have a maturity that perhaps we didn't have yesterday or 10 years ago. Knowing that tomorrow, in the future, if we keep expanding, we keep studying, we keep practicing, that we can be more awake, more at peace, wiser and kinder than we are right now. Let it for just a moment not be someone else that inspires you, someone else's history or capacity or writings. Let this breath be infused with the inspiration drawn from your own practice and your own growth, your own potential for awareness and kindness and joy. And every time you breathe in, knowing that this is what you're breathing in, your own capacity for awakening. Remembering that anytime the mind wanders, acknowledging wherever it's wandered to, maybe to the future, to the past, to a fantasy, just acknowledging that and then coming back to the object of meditation. And now from the center of your lower abdomen, expanding and contracting, with that place as the center, open up. Make the area that you're focusing on a little bit wider so that it encompasses maybe up to the mid-chest. It encompasses the groin area and the hips. Still aware of the expansion and contraction, but allowing the awareness to expand just a little bit, allowing it to be broader and softer and more inclusive. What sensations do you find in the chest, in the hips, in the belly, in the groin? And can you just acknowledge it? Expanding further from knees maybe to shoulders now. And bringing the arms in as well. Maybe you've started to recognize that it's not just lower abdomen or the chest or the nostrils that breathe, but that the entire body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes is affected by each and every breath. Every breath is a birth and a death. And now allowing the awareness to expand so that it covers the entire front half of your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Allowing the breath to greet every sensation that arises. Concentration. Jhana don't have to be focused on one itsy bitsy tiny point. Samadhi can arise in an expansive mind as well. And now from head to toe, bringing the back half of the body into play. Can you just observe pain? Can you just observe itching and tingling? Can you welcome them into the practice? Can you let the breath greet them and bring them into this moment? And now allowing awareness to flood in from both sides to the center of the body. Not just the outer shell, but all of the internal flowing. The fluids and the organs, the muscles and the bones. Having a full experience of what it's like to breathe in this body. Infusing with each and every breath this entire body, this entire process of arising and passing away, this mass of vibration, infusing it with concentration, confidence, kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity. And the bright shining light of insight, of wisdom. What a joy it is that we have this breath, this body, this moment in which to take refuge. We don't have to go to a structure or to an external sign. We have this body in this moment in which to take refuge, to use as an object of concentration, to train the mind. Let the strength of your own practice inspire you. if it is true, as the Buddha is said to have taught in the 12 steps of dependent origination, that our craving, the most proximate cause of our suffering, is the result of the mind subtly interacting with sensations in the body, pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, then every single time a sensation arises, whether pleasant or unpleasant, or neither unpleasant or pleasant, every time one of those sensations arises, and we don't cling to it, and we don't try to push it away, then we break that cycle of craving and aversion. And when we break the cycle of craving and aversion, we break the cycle of stress and suffering. And so even a moment can shatter that cycle if we're really willing to put in the effort. And I love being in a room full of people that are willing to put in the effort, so it's a great joy and a privilege, so thank you.